following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's deer season, and the deals are huge. Save big right now on all John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get implement bonuses, cash back, or 0% financing. And this deer season, your trade has never been worth more. Offer ends May 2nd, 2011, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
For great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment, visit Landmark Implement today, or find us on the web at landmarkimp.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
That's right.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on this Tuesday. Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up. I just got two words, basket and ball. Basket and ball. Basket and ball. Troutman's Tuesday trivia. We're going to talk basketball today. The voice of the Final Four, Kevin Kugler, is going to join us. He is, once again, you know, a buddy of ours. He won't admit that, but he does do a little radio program in Omaha, but he has ascended to get his fourth year, I think this is, to do the national championship game, and he's had some real good ones to do with Westwood One. He'll join us. Also, in a couple of minutes here, Randy Carpenter, who announced yesterday, and we told you on this show, would be stepping down after 37 years as the head girls coach and the only coach at Lexington, which makes it that much more amazing. 8 short of .500. He could have hung on one more year and got to .500. That'll be one of the questions we have for him. He's going to join us in a couple of minutes. And then Jordan Burroughs, maybe the greatest wrestler in the history of Nebraska, of the University of Nebraska, is set to join us to start the second half of the program just after the bottom of the hour. He won the Heisman of Wrestling, the Hodge Trophy, last week. So congratulations to Jordan. He's going to join us on the show today. So we are jam-packed on the program. Plus, NIT, CBI, Creighton's a winner. And I don't know. We're probably gonna have to shove this towards the end of the show. If this was yesterday, it would have been a much bigger deal. Taylor Martinez spoke to the media yesterday. He's still a nervous kid. He's still not a well-spoken kid, and that's all fine. That's just your personality. That's the way you were brought up. But he spoke for about 7 minutes after practice yesterday. Nobody, I don't think, saw this coming. And, he talked about everything that people wanted to ask him, a lot of short, brief answers. But he said, I was never leaving. My ankle's not 100%. I hope it will be this summer. I'm looking forward to working with Tim Beck. I was sad to see Sean Watson leave because I liked the offense we were running. Those are just a few of the things he said. And, you know, in a football crazy state, that's probably the big story of the day.
You know, he also mentioned, Doug, that after the ankle got initially hurt, he said, I re-injured that 5 or 6 times, never got close to being full strength, or just saying it just went downhill from there or something to that effect. And I think that's what, you know, everybody thought he was bumming around. You know, that's his personality. I think people have, okay, we can accept that. Let's get the kid healthy. it's a little strange. You know, you think, well, football season got over 3 months ago. He's not back to full strength yet. I mean, that's got to be cause for concern. You look ahead.
That's not a surprise, and you got to wonder how much they really want him to do in spring ball anyway. He also said, hey, I'm not the starting quarterback. It's a competition. Cody Green is going to be breathing down his neck. There's no way Cody Green is the starting quarterback unless Taylor Martinez is hurt. I mean, he just didn't get that much. It didn't change that much in 3 months. People want to see the next best thing. Taylor Martinez will be your starting quarterback against Tennessee Chattanooga.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I think you're right on, and everybody saw Cody Green throw the football in the Holiday Bowl.
Okay.
I mean, that's all you got
to
say.
He's worked on it. I'm sure he's worked on it. We'll get a chance to chat with him and some of our Husker favorites and local boys as spring practice gets a little bit closer towards the spring game, and there's more to talk about. Don't forget our three words of the week: curious, busted, and disciplined. If you use those three words in any way of an email, whether it's a funny email, a serious email, send it to us. And at the end of the week, we draw out for a large combo meal from Big Daly's Deli, two locations in Hastings and on the top of the hill in Kearney. And as Stan says, I am very curious to see how Ohio State will discipline Jim Tressel when he gets busted by the NCAA for rules violations. By the way, go Kentucky. That's Stan who, if Kentucky wins, will win the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge.
A little massage chair heading his way.
He would like that. And getting ready to settle into his own massage chair and relax after 37 seasons as the head girls basketball coach at Lexington is Randy Carpenter. And he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We had a chance to talk to Randy right before his 13th state tournament appearance earlier this month. Coach, as I said in the email, congratulations on a great career. And I guess welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. The question I have off the top: what made it different at the end of this season than any of the seasons in the past? I mean, you go 37 years, that's a lot of years deciding whether you want to come back or not.
Yeah, it really didn't happen after the season was over. It was more, it took place more during the season. I just had some messages or some signals that I was sending to myself, I guess, by waking up in the middle of the night and questioning myself as to whether I should continue coaching. And I was kind of having some difficulty at times getting myself as fired up for practice as I, didn't really ever have any trouble with that before. And so I thought those were just kind of some signs telling me that maybe I'm not giving my utmost to the job, and I felt that always told myself that if I couldn't give 100%, then it was time to quit. So I think that was what kind of did it for me.
Randy, I guess you go to the state tournament that final year. It couldn't have really been a better send-off for you.
Well, as it turned out, it sure was, and it was a wonderful, wonderful season, I'll never forget, but we've had a lot of great seasons in Lexington, and there's a lot of memories that I'll take with me.
Randy Carpenter joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy, is there any truth to the rumor that you've just kind of looked at the junior varsity officiating lately and said, what's the point?
The junior varsity officiating?
Yeah, with Big Daddy over there doing some of your games.
I think that might have, come to think of it, that might have factored into it a lot. No, not at all. So it's good to see Tony over there a time or two.
Randy, after 37 years, obviously I'm sure it was very, very difficult once you called the girls together to get the words out. One thing to say it to your wife, but when you got all those girls in front of you, was that a difficult moment for you?
Oh wow, it was really tough. Really tough. I just couldn't. I couldn't get through it. I still have some trouble once in a while just talking about it. But that was the hardest thing for me to do, was to drum up enough courage to tell them and I think in the back of their minds they probably knew sooner or later it was going to happen. But I tried to keep it pretty much under my hat and wanted them to be the first to know when it did happen, and so I think I managed to pretty much do that, and so it took them by surprise. But girls, kids are kids; they'll bounce back and they'll adjust, and I'm real confident in the fact that hopefully we'll get a good a good guy that to replace me that'll do a great job next year, and that's my assistant. But again, I can't call the shots on that, but we're hoping that will come to pass. So and I know the kids really, really have a lot of faith and trust and really like Brent Frown, and hopefully he'll do a great job.
Randy, I was talking to one of your administrators over there, a friend of ours, Kyle Hayner, yesterday, and he said, Tony, he started this program 37 years ago. He's the only coach we've ever had. I guess face of the program, you would say, if you ask anybody in the state that knows anything about girls basketball, you say Lexington girls basketball, and it says Randy Carpenter.
Well, yeah, it's thanks, Tony. I appreciate that. It's been a good run, and the people of Lexington have just been super to me, and it's just been a lot of memories, as I said, and it's been tough, but it's been good.
Well, a lot of great matchups over the years, and hopefully we can talk about that while you're relaxing, and we'll see you at a Lexington game and probably a few other games. And I know the cupboard's not bare. A lot of people say Haley Mandelko, and it's a good time to move on, but you got the Seaburger girls. You went 23-4. The program is going to be just fine, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no problem. No question about that. I think, you're going to have your highs and lows with talent level and so on, that just happens. But I think the program will continue to be strong, and like I said, I think it'll continue with whether I'm there or not. So I'd just like to also mention that it's just been wonderful working with and competing against all the different coaches that I've competed against over the years, and that's one of the things that I'll always take with me is the competitive the competition against them, and then the friendships that I've gained with them, and that's something I'll really remember as well. So, and thanks to you guys for all your coverage over the years. Appreciate that too.
You bet, Randy. We'll let you get back because I know you're working today. So we'll let you get back to class and continue to mold those young minds. We'll see you soon. Congratulations, buddy.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
492 wins, 4 state finals, 2 state championships, 13 trips to state. Randy Carpenter stepping down after 37 years as the head girls basketball coach at Lexington. There's a lot of these to go back to, but again, this is an Ord story. Max Murray started the program at Ord, and these guys went against each other for a lot of times here. You go back and you look at when they won that 87 state championship. Ord then won it in 88, and those were some great battles between those two teams in the mid-80s. My sister played. They played Lexington. They were two of the best teams in all of Class B, in all of the state. And, Max retired soon after that, after, it seemed like 22 years. And you're just going, what the hell is Randy Carpenter still doing? But he's proven that they can still do it, 23-4 this season. And best of luck to Randy. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But when we come back into the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, Kevin Kugler, voice of the Final Four, is going to join us to talk college basketball. Also, Jordan Burroughs, University of Nebraska wrestler, national champion, Hodge Trophy winner, going to join us. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It's all coming up. Don't forget guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK with 2 locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're back after this.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping, from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
What if there was a place that you could get the best name brand appliances, furniture, TVs, and computers at the guaranteed lowest prices? Stop down to the Aaron's store in Hastings and see for yourself why nobody beats Aaron's. Retail, 120 days same as cash, or 12, 18, and 24-month lease ownership programs, all backed by our $100 low price guarantee. Do the math, nobody beats Aaron's. Visit us on South Burlington next to Sun Martin Hastings or call 402-834-0678.
Watch your mailbox for your copy of Builder's Price Buster Specials and save up to 65%. Big savings on a 20-piece drill and drive set, just $19.99. Savings on everything from solar lights to barbecue tool sets, leaf rakes to a Stanley 25-foot power lock tape rule. Price Busters this week at Builder's in Kearney, where they do Price Busters best.
Builder's does it best.
Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is your home for college basketball. The NCAA Final Four is Saturday, and you can whet your appetite with the NIT Final Four from New York starting Tuesday night at 6, with Wichita State taking on Washington State, then Colorado battles Alabama at 8:30. Wichita State, Washington State, Colorado, Alabama, Tuesday night, the NIT semifinals on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Anybody that grew up in Merriman's a tough guy. Is that the fight song of Lincoln High right there? No? I thought that was the Lincoln High fight song.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You know, once in a while, we have great guests on the program. And we're looking forward to Jordan Burroughs joining us in the second half of the program. Two-time national champion for the Husker Wrestling program. But up next, it is an honor to welcome back to our humble little program here in the Tri-Cities, the voice of the NCAA tournament and the Final Four for the fourth year in a row. Who is that again?
Kevin Kugler.
That's right. Endorsing Chick-fil-A today. Kevin Kugler to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, sir.
I am very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me, even though you ripped Lincoln High moments before I came on the air. There's really no reason to take shots at my alma mater. I don't appreciate that, but I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
I just want you to know Daddy is sporting the flip-flops today.
Well, you know, if Daddy wasn't sporting the flip-flops, I'd be disappointed, and I would think that the head injuries had finally caught up to the big man. So I'm glad to hear that everything is just fine in Daddy world.
It is wonderful in Daddy world. It's got to be wonderful in Kevin Kugler world to continue to see great matchups in basketball. Kevin, you've had some great ones here, and they should continue this weekend. What have been the highlights so far for you?
Well, obviously, having the chance to call Butler in Florida over this past weekend was a treat. I mean, that's a game that was, you know, it's just always, I guess, a surprise, and maybe it shouldn't be that Butler continues to do what Butler is continuing to do. But if you're looking at a team that has been, I guess, they've removed the Cinderella label at this point, wouldn't you say? I mean, here they are in their second Final Four. I don't think Cinderella went back to the ball a second time around, so I don't think you can call them Cinderella anymore. I think you just have to call them a real good basketball program, and that's what Brad Stevens has done at Butler. And for me, that's been one of the highlights. And for me, the other highlight has been my proclamation that right after I got done with the Ohio State first and second round games, that I made the proclamation that nobody would beat this Ohio State team, and it goes to show you that my basketball knowledge is unparalleled, because obviously no one beat that Ohio State team.
Well, and Kentucky did do that, and we talked about it just like kind of everybody did on the show yesterday. I still think there's the discussion, who wins the tournament and who's the best basketball team in the country. I thought Ohio State, and I still think at this exact moment Ohio State's the best basketball team in the country, but they're out. How in the hell did Kentucky beat these guys?
Well, you know what they did? Honestly, they just used a great combination of hot shooting, decent inside play, and experience. I mean, you've got a group of guys who are left over from Billy Gillespie's recruiting class that have been meshed into this year and made better by a guy who's a great coach. Look, John Calipari is a man who has been much maligned over the years, and probably justifiably so, for shall we say, some indiscretions at both UMass and at Memphis that have resulted in a couple of Final Fours being vacated, you know, if you think that's a problem. But one thing he does that I think is really underrated is that he develops players. And I think you can see that. There are guys on this squad who, under Billy Gillespie, languished. They didn't get anything done. They were part of that NIT team a couple of years ago. And he's developed players. He's developed those guys, and he's developed the young guys, and he's meshed them all together. And I think he is an underrated, for a guy who's one of the winningest coaches of all time from a winning percentage standpoint, he's an underrated basketball coach. And it gets overshadowed by some of the other stuff that's gone on with John Calipari, and it's of his own doing. So I'm not excusing him, and nor should he, but he is a guy who is a great actual basketball coach and has done a great job in developing players into a team this year, and that's what I think is most impressive about this Kentucky team. That's why they beat Ohio State.
Kevin, Virginia Commonwealth is in the Final Four. Butler's back-to-back Final Fours. Nebraska can't sniff the tournament. How is that? I mean, how is that possible?
Well, I think it comes right down to in-state talent for one, recruiting misses for another, and it's easier for some of these teams at a mid-major level, and I'll say mid-major because I think if you don't call them mid-majors, you kind of diminish the accomplishment to a certain degree. I think it's easier for a mid-major now to build through a conference that's going to have lots of lulls. The Big 12 doesn't have lulls. The Big 10 doesn't have lulls. Programs ebb and flow, but there's always several that are really, really good in those conferences. In the Colonial, you have ebbs and flows, and then you have programs that aren't good at all and aren't going to be good. And I do think it's easier if you get the right mix of players and coach to move through a mid-major conference and get yourself to a Final Four today. Easier today than it's ever been. You see it with Butler, which has built a great program now. You see it with Virginia Commonwealth. You saw it a few years ago in the same conference with George Mason. I mean, these are programs that can build, establish, and win because it's not as grueling week in and week out to win in that conference because you don't have the same depth of talent that you do in the major conferences.
Kevin Kugler, voice of the Final Four on Westwood One, and of course host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct in Omaha, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, Cougs, so break it down. You've got what a lot of people believe. They're still talking. Whoever wins Connecticut and Kentucky is going to win the national championship, which I'm off that bandwagon. I think that they'll be the favorite, but boy, I'm not going to sell Butler or VCU short. Give us your thoughts as you prepare for these two games.
Well, I look at Butler, and maybe it's because I've seen more of them than I have than VCU, but I look at Butler, and I just find a team that executes better than any team down the stretch this season. They are, in a word, the best team playing this weekend. They're not the best players, although Shelvin Mack's a big-time player. Matt Howard is going to make some money playing basketball. But they are better at executing down the stretch than any of these Final Four teams. And I really think that that helps to propel them past VCU in what will be a close game. Their four games, they've won by a total of 13 points. A total of 13 points in four games. They are as crisp in execution and as tested as anybody in this tournament. Now, VCU, I don't want to discount them. I think it's going to be another really close game, but I do think Butler wins that. From the Kentucky standpoint, Kentucky and UConn, the whole key is, can Kentucky limit the rest of the team? Kemba Walker is going to score. He's going to score 25 points, probably 30 points. Who knows what he's going to be able to do? Can they keep the inside game from doing what they need to do? Can they not wear down against the depth? Kentucky is not a deep team. John Calipari rotates 7, maybe 8 at most through his regular rotation. UConn will go a little bit deeper. I think UConn is the hot team right now, but boy, it's hard to discount what Kentucky has done. That matchup is confusing to me, but if you can slow down what the rest of Kemba Walker's supporting cast can do, much like with Jimmer and BYU, I think you can win that game, and I got to believe that's what Kentucky's goal is. Kemba's going to do his thing, and we're going to try to limit what he can do, but at the end, if he gets 30 points and nobody else scores in double figures, we'll win that game.
All right, fair enough. When the Florida cheerleaders held up that sign that said, "Marry me, Kevin Kugler," was that awkward for your wife? Just take us through the thought process.
Well, when I made the sign the night before in the room and paid the cheerleader to carry it, I knew what was going to happen. It was one of those expected things. So it was, you know, you got to get publicity any way you can. You know how it is. I mean, you're out at night, you know, you go out and visit these local establishments in the Tri-Cities area, not because you like beer, but because you're a guy who just likes to be out amongst the people and promote yourself. I've seen you grudgingly accept a malted beverage at times, not because you're interested in drinking it, but just because you want to be social with the people. Well, that was kind of my plan. I'm trying to market myself, and so you give the cheerleader the sign, and you see what happens.
Just Charlie Sheen, Kevin Kugler. They're marketing themselves everywhere.
It is unbelievable.
We're both by winning.
Last minute with Cougs here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we get ready to make, we can't all be basketball because Taylor Martinez spoke yesterday. Oh, my God, Kevin.
Yeah, I didn't sleep much last night because the excitement was pretty strong. My 10-year-old, my 8-year-old came home, and I said, girls, sit down. I've got a big announcement. T-Magic has spoken. Well, my oldest passed out. My youngest was excited. I mean, it's like when the Beatles came to America, really. When he spoke, there were, you know, just excitement from coast to coast. And I tell you, I don't know that Nebraska football will ever be the same again.
and with this Big Ten, I don't think you're in the office at the moment, so here's some breaking news. Indiana's first varsity eight has claimed the Boat of the Week honors in the Big Ten. I assume that has something to do with rowing.
I'm guessing that's the case. If so, we'll do an hour on our afternoon show about that, and I'll probably bring it up at several times during the Final Four broadcast and ask John Thompson his thoughts on rowing as an intercollegiate sport. I'm sure he'll have some very pointed comments to make about that.
Kev, last thought. What's the excitement of Creighton basketball, and does this help them? How much does this help them in this CBI tournament and to be winning basketball games?
No, I think it helps for next year. I mean, you can't discount the impact, especially with young key players, of an extra month in a new system, an extra month of games. I don't think you can discount that. And it is the CBI, and people around here are excited about it. But in the same token, I think people understand it's a fourth-tier tournament that you bought your way into. So let's not go and get excited about this as if we were winning the NCAA tournament or even the NIT. I mean, it's a tournament that you bought your way into, but you bought yourself another month of practice time. So I think whatever the cost was, it had to be worth it for Creighton because their young kids have now gotten another month in a system that they've only had 1 year to be in, and it's got to pay dividends down the road for this team next year when their point guard returns in Antoine Young. They get their center back in Gregory Echenique, and they get Doug McDermott back, their terrific forward. I really think this is it's a calculated move by Creighton to get extra practice, and it has really, really paid off.
Kevin, thanks so much for the time. You're the best.
I love you two guys like my brothers. Have a nice day.
Continued good sex this weekend. Kevin Kugler, voice of the Final Four, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. He'll be in Houston for both games on Saturday and the national championship game Monday right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And we appreciate him joining us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. You can catch his show in Omaha online, 1620thezone.com, 1620thezone.com.
Should be interesting.
A moment.
It was. They go 4 hours, folks. If you love Husker football, you should check out their show.
We'll take a break. Jordan Burroughs is set to join us. Nebraska wrestler, the only wrestler in Nebraska history to win two national championships. He joins us next.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grind Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The skies remain overcast through the day today. We'll see some snow showers mixing with some freezing rain in some areas early, then a little rain in spots later today as well. As temperatures climb the upper 30s with variable winds 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Tomorrow, our Loper Link, we're going to be chatting with UNK football as spring practice continues. Also, the head baseball coach at Oklahoma State, Frank Anderson, joins us on the program tomorrow as the Huskers get ready to take on Oklahoma State at Haymarket Park this weekend. And that takes us into our next guest joining us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Many folks know the story. If you're a Husker wrestling fan or a wrestling fan at all, you know all about Jordan Burroughs' national championship injury and then coming back this year and doing almost everything that you could ask out of a young man to do. A perfect season, a national champion. He is the first two-time national champion in Nebraska history, and he has won Nebraska's first ever Hodge Trophy. That is equivalent to the Heisman in collegiate wrestling, and we are pleased to welcome Jordan Burroughs to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Jordan, thanks for the time this morning, and congratulations on an outstanding season.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you what, I want to go back to last season, the injury. You're going into your senior year. I'm guessing you got a lot of things planned out and how the future is going to go. That creeps in, crops up, and all of a sudden you've got another year to train and think and work. And for wrestlers, boy, when you're talking knees, you just never know how they're going to respond. What was that time like for you?
Oh, it was tough. You know, it was a very tough emotionally and physical time for me. A lot of people that had recent knee surgeries, they were telling me that I would never feel the same. I wouldn't be as strong or as fast coming back. So, I mean, it kind of crept into my head a little bit when I was doing rehab. But, I mean, I just kept faith in my trainers and my coaches and all the work that I was putting in on a daily basis and was hoping that I would just be 100% once I came back and feeling as good as I did, no doubt when I wanted.
Jordan, you're 128-20 in your career at Nebraska. When was the marked improvement? You go undefeated the last couple of years, I'm guessing. There was a time when the light kind of went on.
Yeah, I would say after my freshman year, I just realized that things weren't going to get better on their own. I actually had to put the hard work in. I actually had to put the time in and just become hungry and realize that time wouldn't slow down for me. I had 4 years in college to be as good as I could be, and time wouldn't slow down no matter how hard I worked on a daily basis. So I just wanted to put the time in to become one of the best in the country.
2011 Hodge Trophy winner Jordan Burroughs joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's that mean to you? There was a really good field this year. In fact, the young man Robles is on ESPN. He's still the best of the best for winning the national championship. What's it mean to be named the best wrestler in the country?
Oh, it's an amazing feeling. You know, I'm in the elite company now. So it's definitely a great prestigious award to receive. And it's great to have my community and my home wrestling program tell me that I'm the best, but it's even more amazing to have the whole wrestling community recognize me as the best on the national level. So it's definitely a great feeling.
Jordan, when you're handed the Hodge Trophy, did you get to meet Mr. Hodge?
I still haven't even gotten it yet. We have a team banquet on April 16th, and Dan Hodge and his wife are actually supposed to come up to Lincoln and personally deliver the trophy to me. So I'm definitely excited about that.
Well, we got a buddy that said mention Mr. Hodge's hands and how freakishly big they are.
Yeah, I hear a lot about him too. I've never actually met him, but I hear he can crush an apple with his bare hands. So I make sure I bring an apple to the banquet so I can let him crush it.
This was brought up to me yesterday. Said bring up Mr. Hodge, Dan Hodge, and talk about his hands. Because he can drop people to their knees literally with a hand.
Well, maybe we should send you Big Daddy.
No, I'm good.
Jordan Burroughs is with us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show, the only two-time national champion from the University of Nebraska. And there's various emails that are coming in to ask you, and I'll kind of tie one of these in here. With a young man that comes out of New Jersey, finds his way to Nebraska, and one of our emails wants to know if Andrew Campolitano, I hope I said the name right, is going to follow in your footsteps and keep the Jersey pipeline flowing. Talk about how you got to Nebraska and what the wrestling talent is like from your area of the country.
It's a lot different. It was a lot slower pace, so definitely a transition coming to Nebraska from the East Coast. But I loved it. Our coaches have a great philosophy, and they're focused on winning as well as focused on developing young men. So, it's way more than just about winning this program. We have great AD, great athletes, great facilities. So, it's just an amazing place to be. And for me, once you have a coach that you can trust on a daily basis, it makes it so much easier for you to go out there and wrestle for him and give your all and try to win. So, I trusted the coaching staff. I bought in everything that they were teaching. And they guaranteed if I worked hard on a daily basis that I'll be a champion. And I did what it took and got it done.
Jordan, one other email here from Curtis. He goes, who or what do you see as your biggest competition now as you move on to the international stage?
There's a lot of competitive guys. Guys 30 years old, that have graduated from college 6 or 7 years ago that are still competing on this level. So, it's definitely going to be tough transition going from a style that I've wrestled all my life to one that I've only wrestled maybe 10 or 15 matches in. So it's going to be difficult for me on an international level, but I'm up to the challenge. My ultimate goal is to be an Olympic champion. So I'm definitely up to the challenge. And Coach Manning's been around a lot of great freestyle wrestlers, and I know he knows everything I need to do to be a champion. So I'm just going to stay focused and hopefully make the transition complete and be an Olympic champ someday.
Jordan, it's interesting because you're Division I, Division II, it doesn't matter. When you're involved in college wrestling, there's two things that happen. You're either whooping someone's ass or you're getting your ass whooped. There's really no in between. I just got to think, coming out and dominating like you did this year, you rolled through that tournament. Was there ever a doubt in your mind that you were the best wrestler in the nation?
Oh, not at all. Like you said, either winning or you're getting beat up on. So, I just go out there and I just see it as kill or be killed, basically. I practice and I train hard every day, and I just want to dominate. I put in too much time, sacrifice too many things to ever have a guy beat me. So, basically I treat it as a job. Every time I go out there on the mat, I'm going to collect my paycheck from all the time and work that I put in on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. So, once I go out there, I just go to win and I just try to dominate my opponents and show the world that I'm the best. My coaches see it on a daily basis. They see it every day. So I just want to show everyone who hasn't seen me every day what I can do.
But we've talked to Travelle Delagna. We've talked to Rulon Gardner. We've talked to various other world-caliber wrestlers on this program. And people, it's not basketball, it's not football, the big paycheck's not there. What is next? I know you want to, as you said, you want to be an Olympic champion, but where do you go from here? Where's the next competition? Where's the next level once you finish up classes?
Well, I have a tournament. I have my next tournament on April 7th. It's the Senior Open, Freestyle Open in Cleveland, Ohio. But there are world team trials in May. And hopefully I can make the world team and then compete in Istanbul, Turkey in September and hopefully be a world champion. But, I mean, after wrestling is all said and done and I'm done competing competitively, I'll probably either start my own club or become a coach collegiately. So, I mean, wrestling is such a tight-knit community. It's kind of tough to leave something you've been doing all your life. And I know if I did leave, I would miss it a lot. So I'm definitely going to stay in the field of wrestling and hopefully coach and make other kids into champions someday.
Jordan, we're right here in the Tri-Cities. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings. Michael Klingensmith, I'm sure you're well acquainted with him. He's one of those guys you whoop up on a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, we practice quite a lot. We didn't practice as much this year, but in 09, the first time I won it, we practiced quite a bit, and we actually wrestled in the wrestle off.
I know his dad's probably listening to the show. Is there something nice you could say about the young man to keep his confidence in his father so he can keep sending him, you know, tuition money?
Oh, I mean, he's definitely the smartest kid on our team. One of the smartest kids I've ever met. He's never gotten a B. He's getting all A's in college. He's got a 34 out of 36 on his ACTs, and he's the smartest kid I've ever met.
It's another reason to whoop his ass.
Yeah, he's a nerd. Hey, Jordan, we'll let you get back to work. It's got to be pretty cool to be the big man on campus where everybody looks at football. Jordan Burroughs is the big man on campus. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you again sometime in the future when you continue to put some medals around your neck. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care. Jordan Burroughs, outstanding young man and the only two-time national wrestling champion in University of Nebraska history. The Hodge Trophy, he will be receiving that. He's been named the winner of the trophy. Unbelievable.
Okay. Was Tully Thompson a really good wrestler?
Yeah, he was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he was okay.
Dan Hodge, that's the name I heard. Dan Hodge grabs Tully Thompson and drops him to his knees with his handshake. Crushing apple. This guy is a freak. This Dan Hodge, I've heard amazing things. We need to get YouTube and see if there's videos of this.
Here's another thing, and our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
Yeah, limited is a good word. But in researching and reading more about the Hodge Trophy, it talks about the award being named in honor of Dan Hodge, undefeated during his three-year career at Oklahoma University, won three NCAA titles at 177 pounds, voted the outstanding wrestler at the tournament in 56 and 57. And then it says Hodge is the only wrestler ever to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated, April 1st, 1957. That can't be right, can it? How has Dan Gable never been on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
I don't know.
How could there have been a bigger story in the sporting world the year he went for an undefeated career? Now, I know he didn't get it. Even the next week. You're telling me Dan Gable's never been on the cover of Sports Illustrated? That can't be. And wrestling community, you're going to have to fire it off to me. I mean, this is back in 1957. You're telling me Rulon Gardner was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, wasn't he, when he won the gold medal?
Apparently not.
That can't be. That can't be. You're telling me there hasn't been a wrestler on the cover of Sports Illustrated in 54 years? Can't be. Can't be.
Merritt, get on that.
Good Lord. Can't be. I know, I'm pretty sure there's a website that has all the Sports Illustrated covers. I'm going to work on that. Merritt's going to work on that. I know you're not going to work on that, but we'll work on. There's no way, is there? Maybe it's a full all-by-yourself cover. There's no way.
I would assume.
Doesn't matter. Jordan Burroughs, great interview. Thanks, Jordan, for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Taylor Martinez. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. ThinkApproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K approved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of a PowerMat wireless charging system. Just drop and charge your smartphone and lose the cords. It's also the sound of a free smartphone and the sound of a free year of cell service. Just go to facebook.com/PowerMat and find out how you can win and lose the cords. It's the PowerMat Lose the Cords Sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Purchase will not increase your chances of winning. Open to legal U.S. and Canadian residents, excluding the province of Quebec. Void or prohibited. For official rules and enter, visit facebook.com/PowerMat. Promotion ends 4/30/11. Sponsored by PowerMat USA.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Watch your mailbox for your copy of Builder's Price Buster Specials and save up to 65%. Big savings on a 20-piece drill and drive set, just $19.99. Savings on everything from solar lights to barbecue tool sets, leaf rakes to a Stanley 25-foot power lock tape rule. Price Busters this week at Builder's in Kearney, where they do Price Busters best.
Builder's does it best.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride & Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride & Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Yes, guys, it remains overcast through the day today. We'll see some snow showers mixing with some freezing rain in some areas early, then a little rain in spots later today as well. As temperatures climb the upper 30s with variable winds 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 30.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Been a great show so far. Can we mess it up in the next 8 minutes?
Oh, I'm probably pretty sure we
pretty
can.
Pretty sure. Let's go to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth and peer out and say, yep, still could use a big old vehicle to get through all this and save a little money on gas as I look down the road. Yep, it's still not $1.47 like it should be. Folks, save some money and get a great vehicle at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac. It's the Midway Auto Group in Kearney, South 2nd Avenue, where right now Detroit imports are coming in. They've ordered over 100 new imports to celebrate. Not only will you get the best selection, you also get the best price. Check out the new lineup, the Chrysler 200 sedan with touchscreen, MP3 stereo, sunroof, and fuel economy of 31 miles a gallon, all for under $20,000. After taking 2 years to create, come see why the new Durango won MotorWeek's 2011 Driver's Choice Award for Best Large Sport Utility. It's what they do, stocked up on imports from Detroit with huge savings and huge selection. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Midway, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online anytime. ThinkMidway.com. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
go to the Dent Popper inbox. Tom and Hastings has shot in. Kevin Kuglon in Sportsmanlike Conduct has
we had him on earlier on the show.
Yes, we did. Has what's called the Hour of Hate when callers calling about their gripes about drivers, Iowa football, among others.
That's Thursday at 4, by the way.
You guys could take 10 minutes once a week and do that. Doug would be the first in line with a tirade about NASCAR. By the way, in fantasy NASCAR, I got passed on the last lap. I was going to be first. Damn it, Jimmy Johnson. Is that enough NASCAR talk? We're getting close.
Wow.
Tuesday Troutman's Trivia,
yes,
folks.
Yes, it is close. Troutman's Trivia is coming up, so get ready. Get ready.
Anybody call Merritt?
We're going to be doing that.
I don't know.
Going to be doing that in a little bit. We'll be doing that in a little bit. Don't forget the NIT tonight here on ESPN. Wichita State versus Washington State. What's the spread?
Wichita State by two.
Two and a half. Opened at one. Colorado, Alabama.
Cool. Pick.
Alabama by two. And according to this, Colorado opened up as a three-point favorite. Oops.
Ooh.
That means a lot of cash came in early. 6 and 8:30 of the doubleheader tonight. The final is Thursday. Major League Baseball gets underway Thursday. We're going to be talking more about that as Thursday and Friday rolls along. So stay with us for that. A mini upset in the NCAA Women's Tournament last night. Tennessee beaten by Notre Dame. Stanford defeats Gonzaga. Tonight, Connecticut plays Duke, and Baylor will take on Texas A&M. To round out the final four there. The Nebraska football team, and you can go and read the World Herald, the Journal Star, any of the media outlets, in the story about Taylor Martinez. Your thoughts. I watched some of the video, read the stories, got the audio downloaded to us about what Taylor had to say. So many questions. Taylor wants to talk about spring ball, but when you haven't had a chance to talk to the young man since all this blew up, I think the media was caught off guard. Well, how far do we push this deal?
Well, yeah, and I think they want to talk to him again, so you're gonna blast him with, depending on your stance, are you going to try and hammer him with questions, or are you going to go at him easy thinking, hey, maybe in a couple of days he's going to come back over and give us some more time again? I think that was really the route they took, and you got to remember, the kid was a freshman in college. There's got to be a maturation process just growing up to be able to lead a football team. I think that's very, very difficult. That's why you don't see it very often. And, yeah, he was weird and he was strange and he did a lot of strange things. I'm sure that he'll look back on that and go, I would almost bet he's going to be the starting quarterback, I think, the next 2 or 3 years. I would think that he would be the face, just like every other Nebraska, Joe Gans, one of those guys that shows up at every press conference, goes to the podium. That's what you do if you're the Nebraska quarterback. But I think it takes you a while to get used to the people wanting to be around you and stick a microphone in your face.
Now, among the things we talked about at the top of the show, he talked about all kinds of things. His ankle is not fully healed. He hopes he's close. He hopes that it'll be ready to go and get fully healed over the summer. The word was shocked when Sean Watson left Nebraska in February. He says he was excited about Tim Beck, but he said, I was hoping we'd get a no-huddle offense just like we ran in high school. Which one?
Okay. Remember, he was three high schools.
Yes. He also talked about his leadership and a couple of interesting things here. One that I thought was poignant, and even if he didn't act kind of strange like people think, that it's just a weird way that he talks to people. He talked about he didn't want to walk on Zach Lee or disrespect Zach Lee because he was a senior and Martinez is a freshman. And he was saying, maybe you guys didn't think I was a leader, but I was. He was careful not to overstep his boundaries. He says, I've always been the same leader. I don't really go up and slap players on the butt and stuff. I show it more on the field. And I thought that was a mature statement, I thought. Some people don't think he's a mature kid mentally. I thought that was a mature statement.
And I think he did lead on the field when he was healthy. But it was night and day. You can be hurt, I think, still lead. But when you start hanging your head, I think that's where a lot of people went, what's wrong? What's the deal?
He also commented on why this is the first time he spoke to the media since last November after the Kansas game.
I'll start talking to the media more often now, because last year I wasn't really ready. I was just a freshman last year, and I didn't feel like talking to the media and then like a big game coming up and stuff like that.
That was one of his longest responses to a question yesterday. He was also asked, about paying attention to rumors and why he thought he was going to leave the team. And here's his brief response to that.
I never was going to leave. All of this, like me leaving and stuff, that was all rumors. So I'm just letting all you guys know it was all rumors.
It was rumors.
Well, I think that wins over a lot of people that
do you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay. Tri-City Storm hockey tonight. They begin that four-game road trip at Sioux City. Three games this week, and then two more games next week. We'll wrap up their season. You can hear it on Classic Hits 98.9. Pregame at 6:45, and face-off at 7:45. Hastings College Baseball scheduled to play at York today. We'll see if that happens. Time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, call now, and we've got a variety of trivia questions, all concerning basketball, all concerning tournaments, and if you are the first correct answer, you're going to get that $25 gift card to go see Carrie and the gang over at Troutman's Quality Meats, where we're getting closer to Easter. Ham. Oh,
reserve it today.
Love the ham. Anything you want. Maybe you're getting ready for the spring game. It's going to be here before you know it. You're going to tailgate. I know you are. Why not do it the best? I mean, you don't have to save up your everything for six or seven home games. You got one game. It's in April. It's a spring game.
They're waiting for you. Troutman's Quality Meats.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Scott.
Scott. Daddy, you got a question for Scott?
I do have a question for Scott. Scott, which school was the first to have lost back-to-back championship games versus the same opponent?
In college basketball?
Yes.
UNLV.
You know what? I'm just going to give you multiple choice, Scott, because that's the kind of guy I am. Ohio State, Michigan, Houston, Oregon, or UNLV, of which it's not.
Michigan.
It's incorrect.
Not Michigan.
Great guess.
Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Chris.
A team in this year's Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament won the CBI tournament last year, which Creighton and Oregon are in the finals of. Who was that team? They are in this year's Sweet 16.
I will go with Florida State.
No, good guess. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Daddy, you got one.
Jason, who broke UCLA's streak of seven consecutive national titles in 1974? Give you multiple choice.
No, it's
no?
No, no multiple choice, no.
Okay, 1974.
You gave him the year. That should be easy enough. Jason, you got a guess?
Indiana.
Not right. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Ryan.
Ryan, who won the CBI last year? They are in this year's Sweet 16. I don't think that's right. You got to guess? No. He said Villanova. They did not make the Sweet 16 this year. They were in the tournament.
Yes.
They did not make the Sweet 16. Who are we chatting with?
This is Bob.
Bob. What do you got, Daddy? You got one? Okay, you go.
Which school was the first to have lost back-to-back championship games to the same opponent?
Is this a multiple choice?
I'll give you Ohio State, Indiana, Houston, or Oregon.
Let's go with Houston.
Incorrect. Try back, Bob. Thanks. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Todd.
did you have to think about that, Todd? Or I mean, you know.
I tried to disguise my voice for Daddy.
Here is the question. This team won the CBI tournament last year and was in the Sweet 16 this year.
Virginia Commonwealth.
That is correct. See, I threw a little hook there.
I'm feeling Todd might head to Sundays later today and have a Bloody Mary, maybe.
Todd, can
I'll buy you one.
Daddy will probably be there. Todd, hang on the line. We'll get you that $25 gift card to Troutman's. Thanks for the call. Hang on the line. Todd, the winner, yes. Virginia Commonwealth. And the coach at Alabama was the coach at VCU 2 years ago, hired away, and now he's in the Final Four of the NIT. VCU won the CBI last year. You say what you want about some of these tournaments. They do keep playing, as Kevin Kugler was telling us earlier, and some positives can come out of it. But Virginia Commonwealth was in not even the NIT, but Shaka in his first year had him in the CBI last year, and they won the tournament.
Extra month of practice, like Kevin Kugler talked about.
What were the answers to your two questions?
The first team to have lost back-to-back championship games to the same opponent was Ohio State. That was in 1961 and 62 to Cincinnati. Also, UCLA's streak of seven consecutive titles came to an end in 1974 by NC State. They, of course, not win again.
David Thompson, that was an easy one. That was the easiest of the ones, I thought.
Now, Doug, you got this right away, but I had another one wrote down. What non-sports event led to the ending of playing the third-place game at the Final Four?
Yeah, they used to play a consolation game before the championship game, which they would have had to play that on Sunday now. I mean, just the way the TV deal is. But they played a consolation game, and that was easy, the attempt on President Reagan's life, John Hinckley. And so they had to decide whether to even play the national championship game on that Monday, which they did, which Indiana won, and won the national championship that year.
That was on March 30th, 1981. President Reagan was shot.
And that's the last time. 80 was the last consul who played in it.
No idea.
See, 79 would have been Penn, because that was the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson year. It was Penn and, not DePaul, Penn and Memphis or some crazy thing like that.
1980 Final Four, right now, before we get out of here, Merritt.
Yeah, we can do that. We got a second here. We want to thank the fine folks that joined us on the program today. Because I don't even know who played in the 80 championship game. Once Merritt pulls it up, we'll probably know. That's the beauty of the show here. That's about where our timelines divide us from ancient sports trivia to something that we kind of remember. Because I know you don't remember 79, 80, 81, obviously. But that's starting to get into my ballpark of paying attention.
And then there's part of the 2000s that are very vague as well. But that was for a totally different reason. Merritt, who you
by
got?
By the way, I did look this up during the last break. We talked about Dan Hodge being the only wrestler on the cover of Sports Illustrated. There is an SI Vault, and you can type in a guy's name or an athlete's name or a school's name, and it's going to tell you how many articles there are, how many pictures there are, how many videos, and then how many covers. I typed in Dan Gable, and I typed in Rulon Gardner, and neither one of them, it says, has been on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which I just cannot even fathom. I can't. Dan Gable, I mean, Sports Illustrated has probably got the greatest athlete in every kind of sport ever on the cover.
But it's a tough time when he's wrapping up careers. You've got this March Madness thing going on. That same exact time of year. And I think more is devoted to that than there is to college wrestling. Merritt, who played in the 1980 Final Four?
I got Iowa versus Purdue.
That was in the third place game.
Yes.
Wow. Who was in the championship?
Louisville over UCLA.
Oh, the doctor's a dunk.
Huh. All right. Well, there you go. That would have taken forever for me to get that. Never would have happened. Big Ten.
Good work, Merritt.
Hey, we want to thank everybody for joining us on the program today, which included maybe the greatest wrestler in Nebraska history. He's one of them. The only two-time national champion, Hodge Trophy winner Jordan Burroughs. We want to thank Randy Carpenter, the head girls basketball coach at Lexington, retiring after 37 years and being the only girls coach, 492 wins, a couple of state championships, four state finals, and Kevin Kugler, the voice of the Final Four here on ESPN Radio and Westwood One. He'll be bringing you the action on Saturday and Monday, and of course, host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct in Omaha. I'm sure they'll talk about us on the program at extended length today. Tomorrow, our Loper Link, we're going to be talking with the UNK assistant football coach Russ Martin to see how things are moving along there. Also, the head baseball coach at Oklahoma State, Frank Anderson. Nebraska boy,
Grant.
He'll be talking a little Okie State Husker baseball.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.